Hey, I like playing games.
Just be careful. Chris doesn't know much about Rin other than he's devoted to protecting his pack. That's a good thing. I also know how to cover my scent, so he won't know I'm in his territory. I'll leave small hints, but that's about it. One of the perks of having magic, I can hide my scent like werefoxes can. Remember, I can hide my scent, I remind her. I know. You can seem human to Rin. However, he might recognize either you or your scent.
I know.
Well, keep me posted on how things are going and be safe.
I will,
I reply, ending the call. I love Chase and Chris, but they can be a bit overprotective. It's part of the reason I left. I've been on my own for a very long time, and I don't need to have people protecting me. I'm capable of protecting myself. My drive goes smoothly. I pull into the River Pub, which is right off the Lehave River. I've traveled many times, but never to Bridgewater, so this is a new experience for me. I park my car and head into the pub. I find a corner table and take a seat. The server comes over and places a menu on my table. I give her my drink order, and I start looking through the menu. Three men come into the bar, and I get a whiff of wolf. Either all three of them are wolves, or some, or one are.
Oh, come on, dude,
one of them says. I look over and realize he's talking to the bartender.
No can do. You're banned,
he says.
But...
Sorry, Jack. Rules are rules.
It was one fight,
the guy groans.
Which put that human in a hospital,
the bartender groans.
By accident? He started it.
And you have animal strength, the server growls.
Jack, it's only one more week,
his friend says.
Fine,
the man named Jack groans. The three of them leave while the server comes back to me.
What was that about?
I inquire.
Jack's part of the Bridgewater pack. He and another fellow got into a fight about 3 weeks ago. The human ended in the hospital. As much as it was the human's fault, Jack knew better and should have backed down, she explains. He was banned for a month. One more week to go.
Just a member? I ask. Mid-pack, she answers.
You're human?
Yes. Bartender is too. He's friends with Rin Harris, she replies.
Who's their beta?
Blake Price. He sounds fierce, I tease.
She.
And she is. Human? I inquire.
Blake is a wolf. She's quite close to Rin. Most are surprised she hasn't marked him yet.
Then again, I guess her wolf isn't interested in him.
I think that's how it works,
I giggle.
Do you know exactly where the Bridgewater pack is?
I inquire.
At the end of Oikle Lane,
she replies.
Did you know what you wanted to eat? Lobster roll and calamari, please,
I answer.
I'll put that in,
she says, walking away. I pull my phone out and Google Oikle from my destination. GPS says it's 5 minutes away, which means Jack and his friends hadn't been far when they came in. I had masked my she-wolf scent before I got off the plane. As I told Chase, I'm not stupid. Plus, those wolves would have been all over me if they had picked up my scent. I want to check out the area so I know the layout. I know there's plenty of forest that my wolf can stretch her legs on, but I'll have to cover my scent when I shift, too. I also want to find out if there's any no man's land, too.
What's no man's land?
Well, they're territories not owned by wolves, and the ones who do own them can be a bit territorial. Travis Giller was luck. He's the alpha of the Northeast Pack back in BC. The owner of No Man's Land that ran near his territory is owned by Brody Cadence. Brody is a werebear, grizzly to be exact, who's always had an interest in Travis. I met them a couple of years ago when my brother bugged me about the whole mate thing. Because I'm a she-wolf who also wields magic, I've been able to keep my she-wolf at bay. Unfortunately, she's becoming more restless now and wants a mate.